Oh, that is cold. Heading up through the parks at this time after 4 p.m. and it's dark already and it's bitterly cold, and it's definitely, take my word for it, snow in that air. It's going to come. But I was listening through Paul O'Mahony, at O'Mahony blog. I was listening to Paul's audio from Tuesday on the failure of Audioboo. And if you haven't listened to that audio, please do, because it's almost like a double-edged sword. And I mean that in the nicest sense. It was Paul perceived a failure of Audioboo CEO responding in a manner he thought that should happen on the failure of Audioboo itself. We all know about it. It kind of jumped ship for a wee bit. Although I have to say that where I was, it never happened. So I may be one of the short and blessed, or blessed, I should say, not blessed, blessed customers of Audioboo. I didn't have any problems. But Paul was on about how he thought the CEO missed an opportunity and could have came on board in a vocal sense and sent out an Audioboo to the minions about what was happening. And Paul's audio stands on its own, so I'm not even going to comment on that. I agree with Paul wholeheartedly. But I'm not going to comment any further on that, because what I wanted to do was say something in a positive sense about Audioboo. I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but recently, as far as I'm concerned anyway, there's been a great improvement in Audioboo's responses, the administration that is. Even at the failure the other day there, I noticed on Twitter in particular, people were posting up that they were losing this and losing that. And those people in administration were definitely visible by their tweets, at least, on what was going on. And I thought that was good. And I've noticed that of recent, that when someone's made a complaint or a query about something happening or not happening, there's definitely been a great increase in response from, if you like, the old Audioboo. Sometimes it was the old Audioboo administration, and I know that, as Paul says, y'all work damn hard, but we're quite failing in my mind about responses to the customers. But I've certainly noticed that recently it's a massive improvement. Another improvement I've seen is on the featured. I would say that even very recently, within the last month, there were, or going back a month at least, there were comments about who's interested in featured stuff, because it's all corporate and business that features that were on the main page. I have to be honest, I haven't really studied the featured Audioboo's recently on the main page. But what I have to say is that I don't know what the birds were. Oh, my goodness. And that more and more, can I use the word ordinary? Are we ordinary? No, we're not ordinary. We are anything but ordinary. Every one of us is an amazing individual. And on Audioboo, we all have our own voice. So ordinary, maybe not the correct word, but let's say the general public on Audioboo has been getting featured more and more. I mean, I have twice recently. Sassy Cat, Paul, Adrian Turbenstein, Richard at All One Word, and no doubt many, many others. If I haven't mentioned you, forgive me. But in general, I've noticed a big difference in what's been featured, or who are being featured. And to be honest, it's not necessarily exceptional audio, but someone out there, I think Paul actually mentioned something about featured and saying, who picks the featured? Well, that would be interesting. There's another opportunity for Audioboo administration or the CEO to come back and tell us how it's selected, how they do it. But in my thoughts, I just think it's great that more and more of the general public on Audioboo are being featured. And I think that's great. The only problem I've got with it is that it depends on which category you put your Audioboo. And we all know we've had discussions about these categories, which are rubbish. Not all rubbish, of course, but they're just not enough categories to encompass. To encompass every audio, if you look at it, basically, you know, if you can't get it into the list of categories, you just have to put it under odd. And how many of us actually look at odd? The odd categories. So maybe that's something that needs to be sorted out. But what's happening is, if I do an audio and put it up in Mind, Body and Soul, and it gets featured, it doesn't go on the front page. It's featured within that category. And the same if it's music or community or culture or some other of those categories. So you're not actually featured. And Paul seems to be coming to this quite a bit, but then he is on top of everything. Paul was actually speaking the other day there about, or he mentioned the fact that he couldn't find his featured audio, and I wasn't alone in tweeting him and steering him in the right direction to find it. And that's the problem, is you're getting featured, but you don't necessarily know. You'll get an email, and then you'll go to the main page, but you can't find it, so you have to really know to where to go and look. But then again, everyone else on Audioboo who looks at the features, unless they go to the categories, then they won't find your featured audio. It's a minor thing, I know, and one of the gazillion additions or features or improvements that Audioboo could do to this website, but being realistic, I mean, as I say, I've said this before, that we'll always be one step ahead of any platform because we're working with it. We're destructive testing, or maybe productive testing, I don't know, any platform out there or any app. So we'll always be that several steps in front of the developers. So I never expect Audioboo to do everything we want. It would be great, yes, but then we'll always find something else and then they'll be behind the times again. But it's just one of those wee things. But I have to say, in general, I feel there's been a big improvement on Audioboo in regards to responses from his administration and to some of the things that they've come up with recently. So long may that continue. And I can't think of anything else to say. Mainly because I just hit the big road and something drew my attention and diverted my train of thoughts. No, it wasn't the train, although I'm only 100 feet away from the line. So there you go. So many thoughts on Audioboo. And in fact, when you think about it, in the past, two or three weeks, there's been a heck of a percentage of audio going up there. It's been about Audioboo itself. Features, negativity, positivity and everything else, but it still comes under, as far as I'm concerned, one great umbrella of community, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Thanks for listening and bye for now.